Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. For your listening pleasure, the makers of White King granulated soap bring you Chandu, the magician. But before we continue our story of romance, intrigue, and high adventure, we'd like to have a word with you about your three times a day job of washing dishes. When you wash your dishes tonight, we hope you wash them in rich, thick, White King soap suds. For if you are one among the many thousands who prefer soap suds in your dishpan, we'd like to remind you that White King is a grand dishpan soap. Those wonderful White King soap suds stand up rich and thick in water that is comfortable and kind to your hands. Yes, indeed, White King suds are so gentle, they are safe for pretty hands. For washing clothes or dishes, you'll say, "I love White King," because nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. And listen, when you buy White King at your grocer's, be sure to save those box tops, won't you? Because of an occult message from the yogi in India, Frank Chandler and the Regents have returned to Cairo from Malta to continue their search for Robert Regent. In a cafe in Cairo's native quarter, a singer overhears their mention of Robert Regent and cries out that Regent's spirit walks the streets of Cairo in the guise of a man. She insists Regent is dead. Chandler finds out that she has seen a photograph of Regent in the home of the sinister Roxor and realizes that Roxor is in reality Max Bowden, the scientist whom Robert Regent knew was scheming to dominate the world. Later, when they reach Princess Naji's home, they find Amin Mikhail, the father of Abdallah the Bedouin, awaiting them. He gives Chandler a letter handed to him secretly in the street by an Arab. It is from Robert Regent himself. Chandu, the magician.
He couldn't be here in Cairo.
Roxor could have brought him in a plane, Mother.
I don't believe it. If Robert had been right outside our door, he'd have come in.
But, Mother...
He wouldn't just push a letter into the hands of a perfect stranger.
He did the only thing he could, Dorothy. It's a miracle he managed to come near this house.
Roxor wouldn't let Robert go out anywhere, even if he were in Cairo. He got away from him once.
He wasn't alone, Dot. Amin Mikhail said there was another man with him. I'm sorry, Amin Mikhail. Very discourteous to a guest.
When a man of your house is in the hands of your enemy, you are wise to think of nothing else.
You did say there were two men in the street.
Aye, one. Both were in Egyptian dress. Does Robert Regent wear the dress of this country?
We never thought of that. Did you, Uncle Frank?
No, but it's possible. Moxford find it much easier to buy Egyptian clothes without making shopkeepers curious.
Frank, all this is like a dream. Do you mean you seriously believe Robert walked right past this door 10 minutes ago?
Dot, do you think it's easier to believe bad news than good? Don't you believe we'll find Robert sometime?
Well, yes. But Roxor's always kept him shut up. Why should he suddenly...
Roxor doesn't know Uncle Frank's here, Mother.
No, and I hate to remind you of this, Dot. But Robert says here in the letter he was brought to Cairo for his health. Roxor must realize Robert has to get outdoors once in a while. Heaven knows he needs it.
Oh, I wish there was something I could do.
And I, Chandu. If I may help the friend of my son, I am at thy command.
Thank you, Amin Mikhail.
I have known this man who now calls himself Roxor.
You did?
Once I would have fought beside him.
How about
really?
That?
It was in Europe, many years ago.
For Pete's sake, how old is Roxor?
How old was he when Daddy first knew him, Mother?
Well, I don't know, dear. I never thought of it.
Well, Roxor thinks he's found the secret of eternal youth, Dot. Don't you remember? He told me he discovered how to create life.
Nonsense.
Nothing is impossible, sister of Chandu. I myself have seen a man.
I mean, Mikhail. Who was he?
You have heard of him, Chandu?
Perhaps. Tell them, won't you?
He was a sheikh. of a tribe not far from my own. His name was Nizar. He took to himself but one wife, for he loved her with a love surpassing all others.
Oh.
Tales of her beauty spread from oasis to oasis over the desert. Though the men of Islam do not speak of their women, as you know.
Well, I never could see why not.
Bob.
But it happened that she fell ill. And Izar's mind could hold no thought but what he could do for her. From the ends of the earth he brought herbs and ointment to heal her. From Spain, from Iran, he commanded them. When the men of his tribe went out to battle, he remained at home, earning their scorn.
The poor thing.
But then she died. And from that time Izar moved not from the tent where she had left him. And he knew not those who served him, nor any man again.
What? Not ever?
No, Sharp. And ever after that, he remained as he had been when she died. Young, black of hair and beard, piercing of eye. Such a man as many a woman would love, and men envy.
Can you beat that?
I have seen him myself. Though this began beyond the memory of my father's father.
What finally happened to him, Amin Mikai?
I know not, sister of Chandu. I tell thee this story only to show that such things are not impossible, as I have said.
Nothing is impossible, Dot. I know.
Well, it sounds pretty funny, though. You'll have to admit that. Gosh, I'd like to know what happened to him myself. Gee, that desert stuff is solid.
If Chandu pleases, I will take the young Effendi into the desert for a time.
Jeepers!
There he will see desert men for himself. My tents will be honored.
Oh, what do you say, Uncle Frank? Mom, is it okay?
We are honored, Amin Mikhail. I would be happy to see my sister's son learn the ways of the desert. And if it might be, I would be glad.
As Allah wills. Wilt thou see the jewels now, Chandu?
Yep. Amin Mikhail pleases.
Here is the key. It was forged by him who made the jewel case 6 centuries ago across the Mediterranean Sea.
Take it, Betty.
Is it really mine?
It is so. And I am to say that with the jewels is given thee the deathless love of Abdallah, my son.
Oh, Amin Mikhail, I'm so sorry for you. I guess I didn't realize when Abdallah... Oh, Uncle Frank, you open it.
Do not weep for me, Betty Lou, nor for Abdallah. He himself chose to look into the eyes of death that he might love thee always in paradise.
You sound just like Abdallah.
Here, dear. I've unlocked it.
Open it, darling.
Mother! Aren't they gorgeous?
How about that? Talk about Captain Kidd. Are those rubies and things real?
Bob, for heaven's sake.
Oh, gosh, I didn't mean... Well, hey, Betts, take some of them out and let's see them, huh?
May I honestly do anything I like with them? Are they really all mine?
It is so, Betty Lou.
Oh. Then, here, Mother, this string of pearls is for you. Aren't they wonderful? Put them on right now, darling.
Oh, but Betty...
Please. And, Amin Mikhail, I wish you'd pick out whatever you think she'd like to take back to... To Abdallah's mother. Will you?
It is not hard to see why Abdallah loved thee, whom he called Little White Rose.
Oh, thank you.
I will take this golden chain, and I say to thee that she will wear it always in memory of thy golden heart.
I wish I could give it to her myself. Please tell her how sorry I am about Abdallah.
Bismillah, it was written. Now, Chandu, how may I help thee?
Well, I would like to find a man I could trust to take Abdallah's place. But you say Roxo knows you.
It was many years ago when I was beardless. I have not the secret of eternal youth. He would not know my face today.
Good. Roxo may not be here anyway. He'd have gone back to Europe weeks ago if he hadn't had to bring Robert here from Algiers.
Amin Mikhail, how long will you be in Cairo?
I am at the command of Chandu, as I have said.
Where are you staying?
In the street of the thieves, there is a sarai where men of the desert stay in Cairo.
the street of the thieves.
That's what that girl said in the cafe.
Yes, it's... What is it, Abu?
Chandu, there is a messenger.
Oh, bring him in, Abu.
It is not a man, Sid.
What, a girl alone at this time of night? Bring her in.
I bet I know who she is, Bob.
Who, for Pete's sake?
Judy Allen. It's just like her.
Oh, she doesn't know where we are.
You want to bet?
Bob, did you tell Judy we were coming back to Cairo?
Well, I didn't know it myself when we saw her in Algiers, Mom. She said they were coming to Egypt, though. Gosh, maybe I did tell her we stayed at Najee's when we... Hey, that's not Judy Allen.
Frank, it's the girl from the cafe.
It's Envy. You're called Chandler.
Yes. What is it?
Oh, don't be afraid. Come over here.
You are the wife of one of the spirits, of course.
Oh, they have not.
Let it go, Betty. What's the message?
My master wishes that you come to his house. You are to come alone. You will find one whose life is in danger.
You told your master you saw us in the cafe of the Desert Moon, is that it?
But then I did not know.
Who is your master?
His name is Ben Ali. His house is in the street of the thieves.
Oh, that again.
Why did he send you with this message instead of a man?
Because if there are guards and I am killed, Malish.
What does she mean, Uncle Frank?
She means it doesn't matter.
You can believe her, Chandu. It is true. She is only a woman.
I'll never understand these people.
You will come, Chandu. I will show you the way.
Go into a place like that at night alone? Of course he won't.
That's not the point, Don. Tell Ben Ali he'll have to think up a better story than that.
You do not believe what I have said.
Why should I?
Then I am to let you see this.
Robert's ring.
Is it? Look at it closely, Dot. Be sure.
Oh, yes. I told you I had it made for him myself. There couldn't be another one like it.
Oh, let us see, will you, Mother? Bob and I never did see it.
It could be a copy, Dot.
I will see it. In the street of the jewelers are men skilled in such arts.
I know it's Robert.
Then you will come with me.
Not just yet. Sit down here. I want to ask you some questions.
The last time we saw Dad's ring, Abdallah had it on.
He returned it to Roxar's shop. I know it. Mashallah. What is that?
What? What are you looking at?
The small one there.
What do you mean?
The small one there at the window. Arachne, the spider!
Now, before we say goodnight for Chandu the magician, may we take just a moment for another word about White King granulated soap. Perhaps you have recently had the pleasure of installing a brand new washing machine in your home. If you have, be sure to take good care of it. And remember that no washing machine can work any better than the soap you use. We hope that your soap is White King, the first soap ever invented for washing machine use. Always a good soap. Today, White King is better than ever. That's why we say there is no better soap for any washer, new or old. Today, White King's creamy suds wash your clothes cleaner than ever, faster than ever. Wash off surface dirt and wash out hidden dirt. So no matter what type or brand of washing machine you choose, may we remind you that nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap quite like White King. That's why we know you'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.